I welcome you with all my heart. I love every one of you unconditionally and unequivocally. You're all divine beings, whether you know it or not. You're all spiritual beings. You're not human. You're inhuman. If someone calls you inhuman, say thank you. There are no mistakes, you're inhuman. That's the way it is. You think you're human, but you're not. That's the whole problem. When you can stop being human, you've arrived. When you arrive to a place where there's peace, harmony, and joy, we always were. You don't have to go anywhere to find it. It's like where you sit right now. Just have to become aware of it. People continue to ask me the same perennial questions over and over again. For instance, is life really preordained? Is everything really predestined? Or do we have free will? Some people ask me, Robert, you always give us an obnoxious answer, or you give us an ambiguous answer. What is the truth about this? What is the real truth, the absolute truth? Well, if you want to know the absolute truth, you wouldn't ask any question. You're asking a question because you don't know the absolute truth. It depends on your perception. It depends on asking the question. The answer to both questions is yes. Everything is preordained and you have free will also. So both are correct. As long as you believe you are the body and the mind, then you believe there's a world that exists. There's a universe which exists. There are others which exist. There's karma which exists. There's a personal God which exists. All these things actually exist if you believe you're the body. They do. Well, if you believe you're a body, and there are other bodies, there are millions of bodies that you see all around you. And these bodies have to be controlled somehow. You can't let them hang loose and run around. It will create chaos and confusion. So we invent a god named Ishvara, who is a god of karma. He just gave everything for you. This god only exists when you believe you're the body. When you believe you're the mind. But if you wake up in the morning and say, who is Ishvara? Who am I? What is this universe I'm living in all about? Who wakes up? Who sleeps? If you inquire and ask these questions, you become free in no time. Most of you do not do this to you. Instead, you wake up in the morning and start thinking about your problem, about the day, what's going on in your life, what's on the news, then the whole world exists for you when you see it. And you have no free will whatsoever. Everything is preordained in your life. But if you get up in the morning and you're not attached, desireless, not thinking too much, you're quiet and still, you just are. Then you have free will. When you have the free will to turn within, into the heart center, into the self, and understand that you are the imperishable self, pure awareness, absolute reality, you are that. It's your free will working, realizing the truth about yourself. Never think of your problems. Never believe anything is wrong. Never believe somebody's trying to hurt you. Always feel the truth about yourself, who you really are. The real truth. Even if you can't understand it too much, or just feeling it, thinking about it, what the wonders for you. The question arises, where did God Shwar come from? Who created him? The God of Karma, where did he come from? And the answer I give you sounds like a cop out, but it's not. The answer didn't come from any place. It didn't come from anywhere. You invent them yourself. You invent everybody yourself. All the gods, goddesses, all parts of your mind, of your imagination, all projections of your mind. The whole world is a projection of your mind, everything. You're free. Totally, absolutely free. Yet you keep on asking, where do all these things come from then? Why does the world seem so real to me? Why do I feel the world every day? Why does the world frighten me? Why does the world give me this? Why does the world do this to me? Look at it this way. Imagine you go to a hypnotist. And the hypnotist begins to put you under and tells you there's a spider on your arm. Spanish by the army, always in red. Your arm will actually become red when the spider bit you. Even though the spider doesn't exist. Then this gives you a philosophic suggestion. I'll tell you when you awaken from this session, you will still feel the spider on your arm. And you'll see the spider. And when I say the word disappears, the spider will disappear and you will be okay again. So hypnosis brings you out of the hypnotic trance, and sure enough, you see the spider in your arm. Nobody else sees it but you. You see the spider biting your arm. And you're trying to hit the spider with your hand, trying to kill the spider. Your arm has a welt in it. And hypnosis says a word, and the spider disappears, everything disappears. It's all in there. And the question is, what brought the spider about? What brought the walls about in the arm? Where did it come from? It came from anywhere, didn't it? It came from the imagination. It came from your mind. You invented the whole thing. You created the whole situation yourself. Again, when you're dreaming, and you dream there are thousands of people doing all kinds of things, and it'll come out of your mind. The whole dream world is a mental thing. Some people like to interpret your dreams. They decipher them like a poetry dreams. Remember, whatever your dreams are, they're all out of your mind. They all come out of your mind. Whether you're good or bad doesn't make any difference. You're the dreamer. You're dreaming the dream. So you see, we're living in an imaginary world with imaginary people, imaginary gods, imaginary situations. But we've been brought up to believe it's real, that's true. We've been brought up to believe everything is real as we see. We've all been hypnotized. Mass hypnosis. Look how involved you are with your life. And if you're going to live forever, you're so involved in your affairs, your job, your family, and it's going to last forever. But if you think about it, nothing lasts forever, does it? It's here today and gone tomorrow. So my question to you is, what are you doing with your life? To not be like most human beings, and just think of material things all day long. The only salvation for you is to find who you are. Discover your true identity. Who are you really? What are you? Where did you come from? Who were you before you were born? As you ponder these questions, something will happen to you. Something wonderful. Answers will come from their own accord. You'll find yourself feeling happy that you ever felt in your life. You don't really have to practice any kind of meditation. Your whole life is meditation, where you live, your lifestyle is all meditation. From the moment you get up in the morning till you go to sleep at night, it's all meditation, your whole lifestyle is where you live today. Think back in retrospect, what kind of day do you have today? Were you angry over something? Did you lose your temper? Did you have an argument with somebody? Were you afraid of something? Ask yourself, who felt these things? Where did they come from? To whom did they come? All these emotions, all these fears, all these frustrations, all these doubts, apprehensions. To whom do they come? To me? They came to me. Who is this me? Who is this me? Where did me come from? Who am I? I tell you, since they start asking this question to yourself, everything is preordained. For your body is made of karma, of a karmic body. That's your real self. All the karmas came together and put you here, and it's like a body that you need in this lifetime. It's one of two of the karmas you have to experience in this life. So those are the certain experiences. Why? Because you refuse to acknowledge who you are. You refuse to acknowledge that you're Brahman, pure awareness of the reality, consciousness, self. I am that I am, such as another. This is your real nature, and you have to think about this all the time. But instead, what do you do? Think about your problems as if they're going to last forever. You think how people have hurt you in the past. You think about this, you think about that. Why should you be doing something to stop your thinking? You should be working on something to stop your thoughts. To stop yourself from thinking. Stop thinking. Right now, stop thinking. It's difficult for most of you because you haven't practiced. You have to practice the separate thoughts from moving. And you do this by watching your thoughts. By sitting quietly and watching your thoughts come and go. Without reacting to them. A lot of angry thoughts that come to you. A lot of nasty thoughts that come to you. Just watch them, observe them, not react to them. And then inquire when they come. We're seeing these thoughts. I am. Where is the source of the eye? Where did I come from? Falls in the heart center, the right side of the chest. You're going to have to awaken one day. What is today? And most of you realize why you're not awakened yet. You think you're not awakened. You know why. Because your mind is something else. You think it's more important. Instead of the mind becoming weaker and weaker, the mind is becoming stronger and stronger because you keep thinking about people, places, and things. Make your life very simple. You will be looked after, you don't have to worry about that. Look at the birds in the fields. And there's a supply of food and everything he needs. All the animals are supplied with all their needs. And you should supply with all your needs, you just keep quiet, get out of the way. Everything you need will come to you. All your needs will be met from within. So try to understand the values. As long as you believe you're a body, then there are other bodies. There are other worlds, the universes, the gods. Everything is real to you. Everything is pure being. But when you turn away from these things, turn within to the self, and you're free. And karma is no longer part of your life. You're free from all karmas. Because after all, who is karma for? The mind, the ego. That's for you. If there's no mind, there's no ego working. How can it be karma? Karma only comes to what person reacts continuously. It keeps reacting, reacting, reacting. That's what karma comes to. If it's not reacting, for whom is there karma? So starting tomorrow morning when you get out of bed, catch yourself thinking. Of course, it might have slowed down by not reacting to it. And then try to stop the mind from thinking, just watch it until you stop it. Watch the mind thinking. Once you're going to town with all kinds of thoughts. And you observe the mind, it becomes weaker and weaker. Slows down. You inquire within yourself, when does this mind come? This thinks. Comes to me, then who am I? If you only do these things when you wake up in the morning, you'll be the happiest person in the world. Yes, you will. If you only remember to remember. Remember when you first wake up in the morning, what to do. Just jump out of bed, lie in bed a little bit. Ask yourself, who wakes up? Who's awake? I just had a dream, I was in a dream world, I'm in another dream world. And I'm dreaming again. Who dreams? Human body is all these questions. Bombard yourself all over again with all these questions. Who am I? Where did I come from? You're bombarding the mind from all directions. And the mind will finally give in. It will be free. But do it. Feel free to ask questions. So you won't talk, eh?
What, I watch my mind during the week is, I hear what you say, you still get up every morning, ask, who am I, and live a simple life. But then I actually doubt that something will happen. I think Jesus, Buddha, so long ago, I just don't believe it. And then it doesn't work. Because I think the people are happier who achieve something.
What you have to do is try to achieve anything. Just be yourself. Watch yourself. Feeling that way. Watch your feelings. Observe your feelings. It's all part of the observed feelings you have. The feeling that comes to you that tells you this. Observe your doubts.
My what?
Your doubts.
Right, when I observe myself, I actually feel like I'm a bundle of mind, programmed mind. All kinds of ideas and thoughts which are broken, which are conditioned, which are hypnotic, but they're all there. They're creating my happiness or unhappiness.
Ask yourself when they come. So where this bundle of nerves comes.
Maybe they come.
Yeah, where they come from, whom they come. Who's feeling all this? Who's feeling it? I say, I am feeling this. Who am I? In other words, you want to find the source of those feelings. What is the source of the feelings you have? Where do they come from? Keep inquiring, where do they come? Who am I? Where is the source of these feelings that I have? And you keep doing this again and again and again. Those starts to break up. And you'll feel an inner peace and inner joy as you never felt before. In other words, you're greater than your thoughts. You're much greater than your thoughts. You are the power. The thoughts have no power upon themselves. The thoughts only have the power that you give them. The power comes from you. You are the power. So then you're feeling you get the power of yourself, and so it's the feel it way. Because it's going to be the self-taking like that. It's just a little smile. Remember, these souls have no background. These souls have no birth, no mother, no father. These souls are useless. They only have the power to give them yourself. Just like the power back. They're not allowing them to rule you. Watch them, observe them, they'll go away by themselves. And your fathers?
Not everything. I have listened often like, okay, go deeper. If you go to the root, if you find your real self. But I keep looking deeper and there seems to be nothing. It's like, well, you gotta go deeper. But I don't find anything deeper, actually. Especially if the daily things come in. Bills come in, things to do. Maybe go deeper. Maybe take more time and forget paying the bill.
No. You'll pay your bills, everything you're supposed to do. Everything will be okay. But nothing of paying your bills means by itself. It's just so, who am I? You'll find a revelation coming to you. You'll pay your bills, everything you're supposed to do. But there's only no state of consciousness of being a new person. It won't be the same old you anymore. It'll be brand new. It'll be filled with power, filled with joy, filled with grace. Don't look at the bills as the same power that you are. To build upon them to the world, upon life. I'll take care of them by yourself. You have to. But think of your real nature, think of who you are, think of your consciousness. You're a Brahman. Your sister's another, your absolute reality, your pure awareness. This is way beyond bills. You just take care of your bills. But the firmer you are in the morning, since you're so out of the body, out of the mind, thinking about bills and anything else, for me, I'm pure awareness, I'm the absolute reality. I am Brahman. I am consciousness. And if so, see what happens. If you do this enough time, something will give you a feel wonderful. But keep practicing. Keep practicing. Keep practicing.